Well, welcome to Bethel United Methodist Church, where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's wonderful people, and we're glad that you're here this morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. Any announcements that we got good for the cause this morning? Anybody?
For eating after church?
Huh?
For eating after church.
Oh, yeah. We're going to eat after church. You know, we had a hard time. Oh, you couldn't do it. The Winn-Dixie store in Monticello always cooked chicken early in the morning because there are so many churches over there, and we would always rely on them to get chicken. Well, they closed that one and made an Aldi out of it. So we called the Winn-Dixie store on Magnolia. No, we don't start cooking chicken until 11 o'clock. So then I called the Publix down by I-10. No, we don't start until 10 o'clock. I said, well, old movie, no good. So I don't know if we have chicken over there, but we had good intentions. But we got
brought
it.
Chicken.
Hallelujah! Where did you get it?
KFC.
Well, that was our other choice. But then, yeah, good. Thank you. Well, God worked it all out. So, all right. We got sunrise service coming up. Soon, it'll be Easter Sunday morning, and it seems like they still want to do it at the pond, which we checked with Don Singletary, and he said it's okay, and then Donnie will do all the preparation. Maybe Don can help him, but I was thinking something maybe for the future to have the sunrise service out here in the front. We had a meeting with Sarah Campbell, we talked about a lot of different ideas and about not having visibility to be a witness to the community. So either way, the pond or out front, I'm good with either way, but I think some of the folks still want to do it at the pond. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Ralph?
Yes, ma'am.
Sunrise 7:21.
7:21. Yeah. How you like that, Linda? Linda slept in this morning. She didn't need to, but she did. She got 2 hours sleep more than she normally does. Doesn't she look good?
Yes.